the Public News Service Daily Newscast, March the 14th, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. Governor Eric Holcomb has signed legislation to purge Indiana's voter rolls and, he says, prevent election fraud. Our Joe Ulori reports.
The Republican-sponsored bill introduces new requirements, including residency proof for first-time voters. However, critics, including Monroe County resident and civil rights attorney Amy Gandhi, argue it may disenfranchise college students, the homeless, elderly, and others who want to cast a ballot.
I'm the daughter of immigrants, and I've heard dehumanizing language in this room about mixed-status families, about our diverse communities, and I really want to see better in terms of our efforts to actually include people who are eligible to vote and who do not deserve undue suspicion.
Gandhi says the legislation comes during a time when there is a need for more eligible voters to be more civically engaged. Supporters argue the bill helps identify non-citizens on voter rolls.
And House Bill 1264 is now law. Meantime, the U.S. House passed legislation that could ban TikTok in the U.S. unless the app parts ways with its Chinese parent company. It's a major challenge to one of the world's most popular social media platforms, used by an estimated 170 million Americans. That from CNN. If enacted, the bill, which passed on a bipartisan vote of 352 to 65, would give TikTok about 5 months to separate from ByteDance, or app stores in the U.S. would be banned from hosting it on their platforms. It's not clear yet what the fate of the measure will be in the Senate. Lawmakers supportive of the bill argued TikTok poses a national security threat, while China's foreign ministry responded angrily ahead of the vote, calling it an act of bullying. Meantime, the state of Colorado is said to be falling behind on basic needs for its oldest residents. More from Eric Galatis.
Advocates for people age 65 and older are urging Colorado lawmakers to fully fund a program that helps people remain in their homes and avoid placement in assisted living facilities. Jayla Sanchez-Warren directs the Denver region's Area Agency on Aging. She says home-based services cost under $2,000 per year on average, compared to $74,000 for nursing homes. Since most people can't afford that after their savings are gone, state and federal taxpayers have to pick up the bill.
It saves money for individuals, it saves money for the state, and it keeps people where they want to be, living in their own homes. Someone who needs help with preparing meals and maybe showering should not have to go to a nursing home.
Sanchez-Warren says adequately funding home-delivered meals, transportation, in-home assistance, and similar services would cost the state $20 million.
The number of people age 65 and older is projected to rise from 928,000 to 1.3 million by 2035. This is Public News Service. This month is National Disability Awareness Month. In Ohio, parents who've adopted kids with special needs say living with a disability is not always a barrier to independence and thriving.
Richland County nurse Erin McGregor and her husband adopted 15-year-old Samantha from foster care nearly 4 years ago. Samantha was born without some of her organs and was placed in foster care as a toddler because of medical neglect. With both physical and cognitive disabilities, Samantha has high needs for day-to-day care. But McGregor says she's made progress in her new home and is learning independent living skills.
We realize they have a disability, but we also want to see past that a little just so that they can reach their full potential and it's not just a label, because people of all ages with disabilities, they can achieve a lot in their life. I think that's important.
Of the more than 680,000 children in the U.S. foster care system in 2017, 22% had a medical disability or disability diagnosis requiring additional or specialized care. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
Meantime, Montana is among a dozen states working to increase confidential mental health care services for clinicians.
Healthcare providers face staggering rates of burnout. According to reporting from KFF Health News, half or more of doctors, pharmacists, and physician assistants report burnout, and the number is as high as two-thirds for nurses. Montana Medical Association CEO Gene Branscombe says the effects are far-reaching.
You see, the effects erupting in terms of disruptive behavior. There's increased medical errors, increased risk of malpractice, suicide rates, failed relationships, all those contribute into that kind of downward spiral that occurs.
I'm Mark Moran.
This story produced with original reporting from Catherine Houghton for KFF Health News. Finally, Deborah Van Fleet lets us know roughly 35% of Nebraska's electricity is produced from renewable sources. Advocates of clean energy development are concerned about the changes a bill in the unicameral would bring about.
LB 399 would require privately developed wind and solar projects to be approved by the Nebraska Power Review Board. The Power Review Board oversees investments by the state's public power utilities. David Corbin is Energy Committee Chair for the Sierra Club of Nebraska.
It would put some authority to unelected people over elected people. So, for example, OPPD and PPD elect their boards, and the Power Review Board is appointed by the governor.
Supporters of LB 399 include Nebraskans who believe wind and solar projects harm property values, ecosystems, and even residents' health. Research shows the negative impact of clean and renewable energy is negligible compared with that of fossil fuels.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.